Another day of heavy rain. Flash flooding and rising river levels have inundated homes and properties, with emergency service teams called in to rescue animals trapped in floodwaters.
Obviously, we've got to get them out now, so it's happened. It's happened overnight and, got to get them out.
Thousands of people in Greater Sydney have been ordered to evacuate their homes. Suburbs are underwater and some communities are expected to be isolated for days. The storm cell delivered heavy rain, with some parts of Sydney copping more than Australia's annual average rainfall in 3 days.
So we're really asking communities today to bear with us, keep working with us. It has been a difficult 4 days. There's no gilding that lily. We're not quite through it yet.
A natural disaster has also been declared in the state of New South Wales. The intense weather system is forecast to ease in Sydney, but authorities say the flood danger is still high.
This event is far from over. Please don't be complacent wherever you are. Please be careful when you're driving on our roads. Obviously, there is still substantial risk for flash flooding across our state.
This stricken cargo vessel carrying hundreds of tonnes of fuel off the coast of Sydney has been forced to anchor after a rescue attempt failed. Rescue crews will try again when the weather improves.
This storm is expected to continue until Friday and is now tracking north along Australia's east coast. Even the state of Queensland is bracing for unseasonal downfalls. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.